Hello there, this is Dave Allen for Good and Geeky, and I'm going to talk about writing and books and getting them out on Amazon and publishing and all that sort of stuff when you're a writer and an author and a self-publisher. I have been listening to 60 or 70 podcasts by Simon Whistler of the Rocking Self-Publishing Podcast. All of the successful authors, as in best-selling, say that you really need to have an email list of your fans. Your fans are people who want to know when your next book is coming out, and you can send information to them as soon as you have something new. So what I've been doing over the last few days to set up a little thing called lead pages to put on all my websites. I've got quite a few websites and sometimes I think I'm a little bit crazy for having so many. I have one website which is for all my Mac publishing, which includes a podcast, Mac 20 Questions. Then there is the No Stylus website, which started off as a site called Amazing iPad. I decided to broaden that out to include other touchscreen devices, hence the name No Stylus. For a while there, I even did some posts and some tutorial videos about Android applications too. Then I have this website for Good and Geeky, which is the brand I've decided on for my non-fiction books. Before that, I have been using a site called Digital Book Maestro, and this website is all about a digital publishing of books with an emphasis on how to use iBooks Author. I'll be doing more about digital publishing on that site due to the fact that I have been actually doing some digital publishing lately with the two books I've put out so far and the book that's going to be coming out quite soon. I also have a site dedicated to making video and editing video called Video Magical. I have this one because I like to make videos and to edit them using Final Cut Pro. And I think it's better to keep the various strands of my work separated, and when people go to a website, they'll know what sort of things they can expect to find there. I do have a website which is a personal page for David Allen, Wizard of Gold, which I've been using for building my own personal brand. The thing about creating digital content is that there is an awful lot of stuff on the internet available, and it's difficult to find your audience, whether that be for a book or for videos you produce on YouTube or for blog posts. My main focus at the moment is for the Good and Geeky brand and getting that to be known across the internet. I'm doing what they call in the business building my author platform. So I'm looking for people that are interested in books about geeky things and encouraging them to sign up for my newsletter. To this end, I've been giving away my first couple of books. The idea is that you give me an email address so I can tell you when I have new books available, such as the new book that will be published sometime over the next couple of days about how to get email privacy using PGP. Pretty good privacy. Hopefully the people who are on my email list will be interested in such a book and will be happy to go off to the Amazon store and buy a copy. What a lot of work though. So what I'm working on now is to create pages on my websites which offer the book. Even using the excellent lead pages, it takes some time to make all the pages needed for each of the websites. Also have to work out which of my blog posts have been most popular so far and to offer content upgrades so that I can have people sign up for the newsletter by getting something extra. The way that this works is for me to offer the extra content and for my readers to get the extra content, they have to give me an email address. On one of the pages, I have collected all of my writings I've done for about the same topic, either from the same website or from other places, and I've turned it into a small ebook. I've also found a website which will create a PDF from the web page, and I've offered that as an extra on one of my blog posts. I still have to create extra pages for the Mac 20 Questions and for the Good and Geeky websites with invitations to the podcasts. Now, something I haven't tried yet, but I'll have to get into quite soon, is to create and do a webinar. For example, I can see that this will be a very good idea to help put the word out there for the book about email privacy. I'll be doing a webinar showing people how to set up GPG tools software on the Mac. I'll be able to do another webinar, how to use PGP on iOS devices. And hopefully with all these things in place, I'll be able to get more traffic to my websites and get more people to sign up for that necessary email newsletter. The newsletter's not going to be overused though. I only plan to send out an email maybe once every couple of weeks to remind people that they're signed up to the newsletter. Other than that, I'll send something out when I've found something interesting for the Good and Geeky subscribers. Of course, I'll be sending information out when I have a new book available to buy. A street team for Good and Geeky. The other thing is necessary to build up over time for authors is what they call a street team. The way this works is that you identify people on your subscribers list who are the rabid fans. These are the people who will buy every book you put out, and not only that, they'll tell people that they're connected to that you have a new book out. So in time, I'll also have to create promotional material that I can have ready for the street team so that they can send it out through Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus and any other places. All of this is going to make me a very busy bee indeed, who has always got some jobs that need doing. At some point in time, if this takes off, I can see I'm going to need to get myself a virtual assistant. I could have somebody that would take over some of the jobs such as creation of the lead magnets, the giveaways that I create for the blog posts. Perhaps somebody who would be able to go to all of the websites that do the free book promotions. They could fill in the forms to get the word out for the book in as many places as possible when I'm doing an offer like that. There really aren't enough hours in the day to do everything. In any case, my time is better spent with creating the content in the first place, writing the books and making the tutorial videos and so on. As it stands at the moment, my subscriber list has 185 subscribers and I'd like to think that I could bring that up to 500 by the end of the year. I'd be delighted if I could increase it to 1,000 subscribers. And now for something completely different. All that I've been talking about so far is building up the email list for my non-fiction books with Good and Geeky. I'll have to do that a second time for the fiction books. I'm going to be writing under a pseudonym and I've decided upon the name of Dylan Applebird. That's a good name, isn't it? I've gone with this name because it being a unique name. I use the name creator tool in Scrivener to come up with as many variations of names as possible. And then I went into Google and do some searches for names to see what came up. And there was nothing with the name Dylan Applebird. And so that would be good to have something I could build a brand around. I've started writing a fiction book, which is in the zombie genre. I've only written a couple of chapters so far, but I've really enjoyed it and I think I could even complete the task and create a decent story out of it. Of course, there has to be plenty of blood, guts and gore. That's what the readers will be expecting. I have a backstory for the reason why the people turned into zombies in the first place, which is a little bit different from the usual. You'll have to read the story to find out what that is. The story is set in the 1970s in England and my hero character is a bit useless. And of course he's not going to have the same access to guns that the survivalists have in America, so it's not going to be like The Walking Dead, for instance. In the first chapter he's managed to survive by pure luck and he'll continue to survive that way for at least half the book until he learns some of the tricks of the trade. Now that I've written the first couple of chapters, my first task will be to write the plot or outline of the book and to decide on how the book finishes. And then after that, I'll start to work on the rest of it. Learning the craft of writing. One of the reasons I really like the idea of self-publishing is the fact that I can create my digital content and bypass the gatekeepers. In the world of traditional publishing, I would have to accumulate hundreds of rejection slips from agents and publishers before I have half a chance of getting my book out there. With self-publishing, I can put my story out in front of the public without having to be simply lucky enough to stumble upon the right agent or the right publisher for my writing. To be honest, as it stands at the moment, I have a long way to go learning the writing craft, and I doubt if I'd get anything published traditionally anyway. It's not that I want to inflict a pile of crappy books upon an unsuspecting audience, but I do want to get my work out there. I think so long as I can tell a good story and my readers will be happy enough, I can get better at the craft of writing as I go. It's a good solution for me. Hopefully I won't get too many one-star reviews on Amazon during this process and hopefully I'll be able to earn a bit of money along the way. Using Jukepop and Wattpad. These two sites are places where you can upload your novel in serial form, so you can put up a chapter a week for your readers. It seems that it's a good way to build up your readership and a base of loyal fans. I'm thinking I'll do it with the zombie novel. Before I put these up, I'm going to write two or three more chapters so I'll be ahead of myself with the publishing of the serial. It seems that a chapter of about 2,000 words per week is about right. To give myself this writing task will be good practice for my writing skills in terms of being professional and upping my word count. I'll have to decide how much editing I plan to do with this, and maybe what I can do is to learn from the feedback from readers to make the story better as I go. If it goes well, I can imagine that in time I'll be able to take the whole story and put it out as a book. I'll probably have to rewrite the whole thing. In fact, it's highly likely I'll have to do a lot of rewriting, as that's where the real writing takes place. Taking something that is probably going to be a little bit vomit-worthy in the beginning and turning it into something worth putting out as a novel on Amazon. Well, I couldn't wait to get started, so after going for a walk with the dog, I came back and I took my smoking zombie story, the first chapter, and I put it up onto Wattpad. I'm going to have a look at it a little bit later on to find out if there's been any responses yet. But I'm looking forward to getting some feedback and seeing what other people say about the story and just take it from there. So let's see how it goes. So this is Dave Allen for Good and Geeky Podcast, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.